Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And tonight I want to talk about something that I expanded into, well, actually it was today. And I really want to say something about it. To expand out of your current situation and whatever you choose to do, it really opens up to about forgiving everything, but it just says, please forgive me. Nothing more. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. It's called cleaning. You want to clean that emotional state of your life and open up to doing different things. But it's really about letting go of everything. And it's really about not being caught up in life and being letting life dictate to you what's going on. And as I expanded into this today and really opened up and stopped really getting involved in things that don't really matter to me. And really what does matter is where I'm going and what's happening in my life right now. Because the wisdom to expand my life is going on right now. And the wisdom to do it is right in front of me. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. It's right now. The exact wisdom I require is here. And it really is about expanding through life and really allowing myself to go further than I am. And it really comes down to seeing what I'm doing and how I'm going. But it really engages something else with inside you. You become at peace. And something I really expanded into today also is I let go of thinking happy into being at peace, because it's really about being at peace in the moment to understand how to expand through life. And that is what really becomes becomes a normal thing and really how we move forward in life. But it's really about cleaning the emotional state of what you're attached to. And it's about being pristine in who you are in the real world. And it really comes down to allowing yourself different things and how it really opens up and expands what's happening in life. As I choose to expand, I choose to win. And it's playing the game of fame and not being caught up in everything that's going. It's really about not being caught up in what's happening in life and how we go forward in life. But we really stop ourselves when we start looking at who else is involved, and we don't really open up to take responsibility for who we are and what's happening in my life. Because I get caught up and I do things that just aren't really about me. But it really comes down to a synergy within myself to play this in this game of life. But it ain't really a game of life. It's a game of fame. And that's a fantasizing, an animated magic every day, because our inner self is a magical kingdom waiting to expand into the real world. But where we become fearful, there is no books for this expansion. And that is where we get locked and blocked into yesterday, is because we become all caught up in everything, and we stop really expanding in who do we choose to be. And that's where we stop and we really let go of being who we are and what's going on in our lives. And that's what really, really confuses ourselves, because we don't really understand what's going on and what we're doing and everything about it. And as we do this, we really get caught up in everyday life. We really do. And also, we're taught this way from childhood. And how I, and something I really got to get into, and I really discovered how I was a servant to money rather than money being my servant. And that is really what rich people get involved in, is because they let money be their servant. And when I understood I was a paycheck puppet, what I mean, I was addicted to the paycheck rather than who I was and where I'm going, I really got fearful of this. So as I opened up to understand, I allowed what I didn't want, I obeyed what I didn't want, I stopped in my tracks from where I was going, I just allowed life to be stolen from me because I was going through the motions of life. And that is a big thing. And as I did this, I really grasped, I opened up to a new way of life. But the freedom comes when I clean the emotional state of who I am. I expanded out of where I was and into where I'm going. It really opened up some new things for me. And I have a new book. I'm A Proof of Me Sets Me Free. And that's what these books are wrote about. It's about freeing the inner landscape and cleaning the old muck out of the sewer system within ourselves, which is our ingrained pattern. And our ingrained patterns become so convoluted with everything, we forget to go forward, and we forget to do a lot of things because we're so caught up in the revolutions of our mind, we stop paying attention to where we're going. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality is all about, is unconvoluting the pollution within ourselves and opening up ourselves to see we can expand when we understand who we are and where we're going. But here's the thing. You got to start by writing the legacy of the dream and what you want people to be here to remember you from when you leave. Because we're all going to cross the river in this spiritual extravaganza. It's just a matter of time and where we go. But, you know, just because we're going to cross the river doesn't mean we have to cry a river. There's a lot of river for us to experience in life. And that is the river of real, innovative, visionary epiphanies, realizing life is lived in the moment. And that is something that really happens when I really stop to think. I stop thinking and let my obeying my intellectual self and into understanding my spiritual selflessness is the essence of my heart. That is something that really expanded me and opened me up to see that life flows in the glow of the galvanizing, lively, omnipotent wisdom I encompass. And I really love the game of life because I play it in a better, bolder way. Because I've let go of being happy, expanded into the peace of life, and seeing the serenity of success in my inner self. And as I see this, I become bolder, brighter, braver in all the things in life. I stop disallowing to avowing the wow of who I am. I open my eyes to see I glow in wisdom, innovation, and self, and unselfishness in every way as I am free in my inner spree to see that life plays in my heart. As I open up this, I see that life is free in every way. As I open my heart to see that life expands when I choose to play the game of life. And it's really the game of fame we play because it's not, and we let go of the inane when we play the game of fame. But who are we really afraid of in life? And how are we a servant to money? And that's one that's really opening me up and really expanding who I am. Even though we don't think we are, but our intellectual self, when we're a servant to money, that's our intellectual knowing, being in the law of the plow of disallow. The spiritual selflessness is the river of robust, intuitive, visionary epiphanies, realizing life is a game of fame. So as you open up yourself and you hear this, how does that make you feel in your heart, your eyes, your mind, and your spirit? As I am entering into this and I really open up to this, I feel so free now because I cleaned my inner scene. And when I clean it, is I turn it over to the divine. And that is something that really takes all the angst out of life. But, you know, as I go through this, I'm really confessing to who I am. But it's really not about blaming anybody. It's about me being involved in who myself. The more involved I am in my own inner self in a peaceful way, the more peace the world sees from me to be at peace with the world. I'm 100% responsible for world peace, and I accept that. But how do I open up to understand it and stop seeing the world in any other way as I am free to see the world spin in pretty and prosperity? I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, past regression specialist, Reiki master, radio show host, published author of Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, Flow in the Glow, I Forgive Me, I'm Free. I Approve of Me sets me free in my visionary I am. And see a DVD called Visionary Vocabulary. But here's the thing. It's about the words we use and how we express them is how we expand who we are. And we live our desires in a bold new way. And it is about taking the word change out of your life and using the word expand. And my website, cowboy-wisdom.com. My emails rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. My phone number is 702-755-9410. And I really want to see the world expand into peace because we understand war. We know war, but we're afraid to understand peace. And that's the biggest thing we have going on with inside us, is understanding peace is prosperity. And it's without the being in competition and thinking who's all power in the world. And I want to thank you, and I want to say good night, and everybody have a joyous weekend. And thank you very much.